Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna fuck themselves. See ya!
No!
No! God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
So this week I've been made victim to, the smelly guy at work. And I want to know how to deal with it. With another edition of the Oh No Radio Show. And tonight's a little bit special. It seems like it's a return to form in a certain way. But yes, my name is Owen. I am the captain of this shit ship. Along with me virtually is the one, the only Lizard Wizard himself. But tonight is very, very special because the first time in a long time, it's not the first time since the pandemic or anything, but it's the first time in a long time that we have had you, Mikey B, my mustached muse in studio, but not only you, we have the lovely Jenny in the studio as well. You're better. Some say you're better half.
Oh, she's way better than I am.
Way better. Way better.
I'm actually an awful person.
I've been saying this for years, and that's why
nobody will. Dude, here's the thing. I keep trying to show people, like, I keep going out and getting obnoxiously drunk and, like,
taking your shirt off,
showing your titties,
getting DUIs,
making super hot takes about things that people like just for hot takes' sake.
Yeah. I know this. This is why I brought you on the show. This is the reason that we get along, because I, too, am an awful person.
People love us.
I know. Maybe not for the right reasons, but they some people... I mean, some people listen to this show, so. That's not
egos.
That was the word I was looking for, too. Ty, you're here virtually. Let's just start with you first off. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, sir. Yeah, man. I don't know if you know what the EAA is.
The EAA. If you're into
planes and shit.
No. Nope. I don't know anything. I know what the FAA is.
Yeah, different ship. Okay. So the Experimental Aircraft Agency, I think that's right. Yeah.
You're coming out strong with something actually interesting. Go on.
So they have this shit every year, and it's like a half hour away from my house.
What is it, like an air lake, show basically. Thing?
Yeah. Yeah. They got a ton of old stuff, ton of new stuff.
Oh.
So I went out to go hang out with one of my work buddies who shot a thing in town. Well, not in town, but he got an Emmy for like a wasp fucking movie. Blah, blah, blah.
A movie about wasps?
Like women Air Force something or other pilots.
Yeah. That's why we don't know about what that is, because we're awful people, remember? We don't know about that.
Hold on, women can fly.
They let them do that?
And then let them fly experimental stuff?
That doesn't seem...
I mean, obviously after they let like one or two dudes fly it first.
My wife
sure
couldn't properly put the handbrake on in the car when I asked her to.
The soft brake.
Yeah, the soft brake. I can't have her fly an experimental aircraft.
Was it a very gentle slip?
Yes. I talked about it on the last show or what? I don't know, recently. But no, that's cool. Do you have some beers in the Wisconsin sun and you watch some plane? This seems like a real cool nerd dad thing to do. Like, just go to the air show, drink a couple beers with your buddy, watch some planes fly around, take off. Do they do any?
I mean,
you get any tricks? You get the tricks?
There are tricks. There's all sorts of weird shit. Like, we were walking out of the restaurant. You could see, like, there's like an F-35, I think, is what it was.
That sounds like a fighter jet that I know of.
It is. Fighter jet.
It's like,
yes. Fighter
it's like jet. One of the new ones, right?
But it was like tailing, not a B-52, but some sort of World War II prop plane. And like, you can see the prop planes trying to go as hard as it can, and the fucking fighter jets like, I can't go any slower, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's probably, all kidding aside, it's probably hard for a plane like that to go that slow. It's like, you know when you try and drive like a really nice car really slow,
it just doesn't
like it at all? Like, it.
Yeah, you put your foot on the Ferrari pedal and it just like,
yeah,
you breathe on it wrong and it's like,
calm down.
That's why so many of those people just like they go to drive that first time and then nearly whip it into a fucking curb or something, because you just don't expect it to have that much power.
They Tiger Woods it, you know? Oh. Didn't he have a thing like that? Just recently he Tiger Woods himself. He jabroned himself into a tree in his supercar or something.
Oh.
I think that
motherfucker can't stop crashing cars.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods himself.
That was like 2 years ago.
No,
it
wasn't that long ago.
He's back to golfing.
I know he's back to golfing, but damn, that was that long ago. That's crazy.
Well, time is amazing.
I'm glad that you had a good time at the air show. Any major takeaways?
Well, it was really just going to meet one of my old buddies, you know, hang out, catch up a little bit. But that's always weird.
You suck your dick real good? Like, is it, you know?
He was about to offer, but, you know, it was quick. He had to go do shit, me too.
A little peck?
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Nothing wild.
Tip.
From one blowjob to the next, Mikey, how have you been this week?
I mean, it's been pretty good. Actually, today was the start of my, like, 3 days off.
Uh-huh. That's always nice. That's always nice.
So I got today. We're doing the show. Obviously, I was stoked because I'm coming into the studio. Yeah. I'm pretty happy about that. Tomorrow, I'm going to the Little Stranger show in DeLand at Da Vinci.
Okay.
I'm going to see some BDM.
Yeah. I know it's a Tom and Dan kind of thing, but I don't know much about Little Stranger. Do you know Janine? First off, thank you for coming in, Janine, sitting in
with Janine.
Us.
Yay, Janine.
Haven't really acknowledged you enough. It's always a pleasure when Janine comes in because I get the real side of Mikey. I noticed how I transitioned that blowjob thing to him, not you, as I am not an awful person. See, I mean, that was
that's how you pick it back up.
That's see,
I yin, I yang,
I do a point up, a point. I remain
balance.
Try to. It's usually just like one or two negative on the negative scale, but I gotta, you know, redeem some.
Put your head above the water every once in a while.
Honestly, I'm at like about a, I don't know, on Owen's star rating. Ooh, I'm rocking around a good, you know, 6.3 right now. So
that's pretty impressive.
That's my for myself.
Yeah,
for
that's
myself.
Impressive for you.
Yeah. Let's see what you can do. Ty actually came out with something. So Ty is at a 6.2. He came out straight out of the gate. First off, also probably not the most. He's the least awful person on the show. Like,
that's
like
true.
Regular. Like, Janine's the least, you know, awful one here now. But he is probably the least awful
on normal.
Regularly.
Yeah. Regularly. Yeah. But yeah, see what you got. See what, you know, what sort of fire are you going to bring with us today?
Yeah, so and Sunday or Saturday, I'm going out to my buddy Trey Sawick's house.
That's right.
And we're going to record some Getting Grub with him.
I was going to say Getting the Grub. I always want to say Getting the Grub, but it's not that. It's Get and Grub.
Yeah.
It's a YouTube channel, right? Trey's big into the cookins. And
the cookins and teaching you how to make, like, stuff that you do better just by making it fresh.
And you're going to kind of do a couple of those episodes with him?
Yeah, so we're going to do a little we talked about it. We're going to do a little project. I can't reveal it here right now.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to be cooking some delicious stuff.
All right.
Is this a nudist cooking resort? Is that what it is?
I don't know. It's Trey's house, so I don't know if there will be that much
I bet
nudity.
Trey likes to cook naked.
I'm sure he does when I'm... And me and my wife aren't there. Yeah,
Ty, you were saying right before the show, you're like, we need to all make more time in our lives to be naked and be more and naked more often. Mm-hmm. Cooking, that's the one time that I'm going to want to
be.
Yeah,
apron.
Even just apron, you're going to get that splatter on my chest hairs. The oil, the cooking oil is going to get in my chest hairs.
Dude,
you're not cooking right.
You know, I'm still kind of a bigger guy, so I might get like an oil pop on my flanks or on my side boob, and I'd want
that. Yeah, apron, you're still sticking out your sides. And that's even me, man. An apron's not doing much for your side cover here, you know?
Just get clothed up when you're cooking. So that'll be pretty fun.
That's cool. Who's Little Stranger Things?
This Little Stranger show, I've never really listened to them. I'm literally going there to hang out with my friends.
I've never heard of it.
It's a band.
It's a band?
Yeah.
Little Stranger Things.
Stranger.
With Bobby Brown.
No, it's
Bobby Brown is the lead singer of Little Stranger Things.
Millie Bobby Brown?
And then there's that kid that does the opera with no teeth. He's in it too.
Garden.
I heard.
Gratton.
That's what I heard.
Whatever the
crouton. What is it?
Gatron Matarazzo.
He does the opera.
He does the opera.
He's a theater kid. Yeah, he sings.
He's that type of kid I've talked about in the past, like where I would really want to punch him, he's extremely talented.
Oh, that entire set was just hyper children all the time. Like it takes a special breed of like producers.
But he's like that. I'm talking about like that young, extremely talented theater kid. That's
you're saying the wrong
too
word.
Too pretentious.
Owen. Not theater kid, theater dork.
Yeah. Theater dork.
Total dork.
Yeah. He's a dork. I would push him in a retention pond.
No, see, I would because
I got pushed in a retention pond when I was a kid for being a dork, so I know what it's like.
I would do the same thing I did when I became a senior and stuff a freshman in a trash can. He looks small enough. I think you could probably just lift him. Plop him right in a fucking trash can.
You couldn't fit in a trash can now.
No, they couldn't trash can me when I was a freshman because I was 6 feet tall and 250 pounds. Trash can me, motherfucker. Now, what they didn't know that I was a complete pussy pacifist, and you could have easily gotten a few guys together and put me in a trash can.
Never in a fight. You've never been in a fight.
Nope.
What about you, Janine? Are you excited about this? Do you have all 3 days off as well?
I do not.
No, do you have two at least? You get two together?
I get Saturday, Sunday.
So you guys are going to get to spend some time.
I'm off decently early on Friday, so we're going up to the D-land.
Now, you have to work in an office, right?
Yes, I do currently work in an office.
Now, I understand this, you know, happens, of course, in kitchens, and when I talked about it at the beginning of the show. I've also talked about, Ty, you being kind of smelly from time to time. Yeah, I used to joke about it. You've come over here pretty B.O.-y, you know?
There's times where it couldn't be out.
Yeah, with a
other
stank.
Times. Well, yeah, like, I did come here after, like, 18-hour days sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. But you would do it sometimes when you would be off for a week, and you're like, well, I just haven't showered in 3 days. And, like, you know, he does that all the time. Like, he's a non-showerer.
Before we left, I did ask him, I said,
are you going to shower, motherfucker?
I said, do you need to shower? I said, do you need to shower?
I should do that.
Although, I think it was last week, I had what would have been 3 days off. And I took a shower Wednesday before I went to work at 4.
Yeah.
And then I only took a shower on Saturday because they were like, hey, man, can you come in?
Damn. I would have gone
3 whole days.
Trust me, I've done it. But Ty used to stretch the limits. And when he'd say 3 days, I think it really meant more like five. Like,
no, I was more of a 2 to 3 day regimen most of the time.
I'll skip a day, you know, if I've got nothing going on. I don't mind skipping a day, but I showered today because I knew you guys.
But that also depends, you know, like work, you shower.
Work, always work, I'm showering. But even no work in the Florida summer, you kind of have to shower at least every other day. You kind of do because if you go anywhere outside of your like house or apartment, you're gonna have to shower. Yeah, over
that,
the course of 2 days.
Pit funk. Starts.
Exactly. Well, we'll see. And this is the deal. So I've got a coworker. I asked if you worked in you know a traditional office type environment. And even though I do work at the factory, a theme park, where I actually do the spend 99% of my day is in a control booth. It's in a very tight quarters control booth, smaller than this room, but square footage.
Right.
Like probably a third of this room in size. Not a big place at all. Sometimes there'll be literally seven people in the motherfucker. It's too much, too close. And of course, during COVID, that was like a big like, fuck that. Like that shit ain't happening. Anyway, we're back to normal. And we've had a guy come back in. He's not worked with us in quite some time, but he's hopped back on the scene. And I've only met him a handful of times prior to this, but I sort of remember it from back then. And I only ever met him on evening, nighttime rehearsals. So I've never like really worked with him in the daytime on a regular shift going in. 9:30 is our end time, right? Okay. And first day he's there. He's there to do some brush up on his training, you know? And within the first... it's 10 minutes. I'm like, there's something
in the air.
Something's not right.
Right.
I get it. You know, maybe you've been out. You got to walk to the canteen or the cafeteria, right? Like you got to walk in the theme park. You got to be outside, you know, a lot of that. But we're talking like, we're like 10 minutes. So it's 9:40, right? Like it's your 9:30 shift and it's 9:40. And I'm like,
is this AM or PM?
Oh, AM.
Okay.
We have just started. Like you should be pretty fresh at this portion of your day.
You should have showered and then...
Granted, you got to walk from a car through the parking lot, which is a big parking lot, through security, through portion of the theme park to get to where we, you know, are at. But come on.
Like, you already stink after a 15-minute walk.
Like, yeah, we're talking exactly. We're talking 10, 15 minutes into the whole shift, and you stink. And... he's no bigger than you, Mike. Like he's not like fat, right? Like he's
what?
That was how many fats was that?
Four. That was a four fat. I'm probably a one to a two.
You're a one and a half fat.
Like, yeah.
You're a one and a half fat. Yeah. You're not a four fat.
I definitely could be fatter.
Yeah. And I'm a quarter fat, which is because of my beer gut that I'm I'm skinny fat. So I'm a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's probably he's about a one and a half to two or fats. Like he's in there, and so I can only assume this is it genetic? Do you not shower, or do you not wear any sort of deodorant?
More than likely, the third.
I'm thinking
is the first
it's
to go to
the third, and it. I have met these people over in my time, and I just want to say, fuck those people. Fuck them, because this is a social contract. Like, we have decided as adults that you wear deodorant, you brush your teeth, right? Like, these are two basic hygiene things. I don't think he uses deodorant. Now, is there... anything besides going to a manager or HR that I can do? And first off, those would be almost like, I might as well just say to the guy myself, because he's going to know. Like,
oh, I can give you the HR protocol you could give to someone.
I mean, yeah, let me hear it. What do I do?
I've worked in enough offices and had enough
You've encountered
people.
This problem before?
Yeah, not even just in this job, because this job is super chill and basic. But sure. Like, I've worked in places where it's been like, people complaining about someone's perfume, like smelling.
Yeah. That can
so,
be
like,
a big
opposite.
One, too. But that can be a big one, too,
smells.
When it's just too much of...
When it's just an overpowering...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you just put so much on.
And I'm sure, like, my odor isn't pleasant at all times.
10.
After I've had a... Well, just even after having a smoke and coming right back in, right?
Yeah.
I try and...
Yeah, you check your pits. You do a stink test.
Like, for me, like, it's simple things with being a smoker. You learn, like, you go to the bathroom afterwards, you really wash your hands good, and you kind of even just wash your face a little bit, and you wash your arms, that will take care of almost like half of your problem.
Well,
right?
Especially
like,
because you
wash
have...
your arms, Doug?
Well, yeah,
after
wash up to my like kind of
like
elbows.
Wrists.
Like, yeah.
Every cigarette?
Not well, every cigarette, but...
Well, and especially because you have facial hair. When I
it
still smoked a lot, yeah, I would always just like give my, you know, run a little water on my mustache and just kind
of
like
natural hygiene sort of stuff. So, and my point is like, I would like to know the HR protocol, but mm-hmm. I also feel like, again, it's if he gets word from HR, this gets passed down to like talk with him or something, whatever they do after the fact, he's going to know it's one of two people. So I don't know, you know,
I mean. To be fair,
why not take the smelly approach yourself? Maybe proactively like clone the booth when he comes
I've
in.
I thought just about like... just handing him or like standing by the door with Axe body spray. So when he opens the door, I just douse him with Axe body spray.
But that's offensive.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
maybe, I don't want to put roll-on deodorant on him for him.
No, but I mean.
Strip him down, hold him down, like throw some got some get some goddamn right guard.
What's the age of this person?
Mid-20s. Yeah.
So what I think you just need to do is be like, hey man, not for nothing, but you've got like a smell coming off you, bro. Like
I don't know.
You gotta
I don't know if I can do it. I'm struggling with this. I don't know if I can do it.
Okay, you're gonna have to grow a sack and tell this guy he stinks.
Shouldn't be my job.
No, it shouldn't. But you're the one who's offended by it.
Yeah.
So you're going to listen. You could blame it on a guest. You could say, oh, man, some guest just who passed me said, does that man work for the company? Because he does not.
I can't say that.
He stinks.
Yeah, say that.
You can't say that. No way.
You definitely can.
You definitely have not worked in HR. Like you
blame a customer. It works sometimes.
Hold on.
It works.
Wrong. Because I was the general manager of a Tijuana Flats,
yeah.
Where I was the HR department.
But if you're working in a kitchen, there is a lot of smells, and you have a lot of smelly people. Kitchens have smelly people.
Oh,
I've
pulled a guy aside,
yeah.
Because enough cooks said, "Hey, man,
you can't stand next to him.
This dude, like, I don't know if it's his clothes or him."
Yeah.
But he smells rough.
I think that's a good point, too. There is a phenomenon with the clothes thing. If you don't dry your clothes properly
right away, there's
a smell that comes out of it.
A funk.
And it's one of those that, like, I think humidity traps in smell. And if it's not completely dry when you put it on, like,
starts
it's just that little
like
tiny thing.
Mini mold.
So, yeah, it's like, so... Like he's still making the thing, the garment smell, but it's getting, I think, trapped and amplified more because of that. Do you think there's any truth to what I'm saying?
I think you could make that argument that it could
Science.
Be he's maybe his washer is fucking gross.
Yeah,
or,
could be that. Yep.
You know what happened with in my instance was the kid was just going through a rough time and wasn't
able to wash his clothes.
Wasn't able to wash
for,
his uniforms much as he wanted to.
I don't know, and there might be an element of that as well, because I think he is kind of like, he was on a cruise ship, he's come back to town, I think he's kind of couch surfing while he's getting his, you know, shit set back up here or whatever.
Yeah.
So you could be right. So I don't, honestly, I don't like him that much, really. So
then why are you even scared about coming to this guy and being like, hey, bro,
you
fucking smell.
I don't know.
Or Owen, you could just be a real D-head and be an awful person. And start a chant and be like, smelly guy, smelly guy, smelly guy.
Yeah.
And then when you greet him every day with like, smelly, and with the smelly guy chant, maybe he'll fucking get it.
Or quit.
Or, yeah. I mean, then you might have your own HR issue because he could be like, Owen created a hostile work environment by calling me smelly guy every day.
So, Janine, what is the right way to deal with this?
There's a few, I'm sure.
Are you Googling? Just to...
Are you saying my way wasn't the way?
Everyone manages like a river in their own way.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I legit did. I Googled something because I'm like, it's pretty much in almost any HR employee handbook.
Yeah.
That's how many offices I've photocopied shit into.
And you're right. Like this is something that I would assume
easy enough.
It's easy. It's probably easy
a general
enough.
Post. It's a general. I think it's also posting.
It's probably like very common as mm-hmm. well that this occurs. This must be like almost near the top of on the list of HR complaints, right?
Yeah. They probably are just like, all right, we're just gonna put up a sign that says employees must follow the hygiene guide
that's
laid out in your employee hand guide.
5.4 dress code and personal hygiene policy. Thank you, Holiday Inn.
You gotta have a clean uniform every day, and you have to take care of basic hygiene for yourself.
But what do they do then? Say they get the complaint and this problem persists, or they get this complaint.
How do they
obviously come to you, right? It's someone comes to you.
Yeah, if
several offenses in.
If the memorandum
a few complaints in type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if the memo on the wall didn't fix the problem,
right?
Then the next one is they come to you personally, or they say like, hey,
no, mass email.
Oh, mass. Okay.
If the notice on the wall isn't also a mass email at this point, too, that's probably what it is. It's a mass, like, just.
Yeah.
And they probably send it out with some other things, like one or two other things. But
please, please just make sure to, you know, be following the employee hygiene guide and things like that.
Because it includes everything. Like, okay, so for this one specifically, so working in massage, like in spas.
Ooh, did you ever get a smelly guy come in for a massage?
Everyone stinks. Yeah, everybody stinks. So, like, that's the first thing. Just whatever. Because imagine, like, you have to talk to a teenager about being stinky and, like, they don't use deodorant. Yeah. And you got to be like, every day, bro. Mm-hmm. Every day.
I remember my friend was one of those kids. And my older brother held him down one time and did the Axe body spray thing. Yeah, he did that one time.
You were the same age, so you remember when Axe body spray came out.
Yeah.
I was in, I think, like... middle school.
Funny story.
It was a huge deal. Revolutionized everything.
Yeah, everybody, all the dudes were like
axed out.
See, I had it before because it started in the UK under a different name, but same exact branding. It was called Lynx over there. And it was Lynx body spray, but it was the same exact type of branding, same exact
product.
It's just
these weird masculine scents.
And we had it for years before it hit the U.S. market. So I was already using that, and then Axe came along, and then it was just easier to get it, you know, for us. We would have to bring it over, have, like, friends bring it over or whatever.
Yeah,
but
do orders or something. Yeah. Ship mail it to me.
Well, the cool thing about it was, like, I used what my dad used.
Yeah.
So we used the spray degree.
Uh-huh.
I was a spray man.
Oh, no, you can't trust the spray.
And so every morning, going to like middle school, when I started to stink,
my dad
was like, here, bro.
Spray time.
Bought me a bottle of degree and was like, he's like, here's how you do it. Just give it a nice spray. All good. So when Axe came out, because it was in such a smaller canister and all you needed was like a...
Yep.
I was like, cool, I can fit this in my fucking backpack. And then...
I left it in my gym locker. No, see, that's. I think we all.
So you guys both purchased X body spray?
Oh, for years.
For years, yeah.
Four years. I was in my early teens,
through high school. when I started working at Crack, I worked at Cracker Barrel through my like early 20s.
Yeah.
Because it was convenient too.
Did you also use like regular deodorant?
Oh, yeah.
I
used a stick deodorant and then did a quick spray of Axe.
It was on top of everything.
I never used it as a replacement for like antiperspirant or deodorant.
This is what I'm imagining when you're saying you're buying this shit.
As a kid,
you go smoke some weed and fucking throw a little bit of Axe on so no one smells the weed.
So you smell like Axe and weed.
Right. So, yes, it smells like Axe and weed. Exactly. You're not fooling anybody, but.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I think I've said it before. I worked with a dude at Cracker Barrel who smelled awesome, like Tommy Hilfiger cologne, until you got like within a foot of him, and then you're like, dude, you've got like a cloud of cologne to hide this mini cloud of weed that's strong.
Yeah, I
walk in the building and avoid every and just go to his little dish corner.
Sure, you're like eventually you graduate to not using that shit and you like find a cologne that you like. Like I like a Burberry cologne is
Bigelow by Bath and Body Works.
I actually haven't bought a new bottle since the end of the pandemic. I need to get on that because I didn't need cologne for a while. Because who am I?
Like a nice old Drakkar,
but a cool water perhaps,
dude. It was
Curve
Aqua Di Gio.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think it was Armani or something.
Yeah.
What's the green bottle one that's like the old man shit that you find? You know what I'm talking
Brute.
About. Brute. Yes. I remember buying.
I used to
whatever
steal thing. My dad's Brute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went through a Brute. I went through a Brute phase when I was like 15 years old. For some reason, I went through a slight Brute phase.
You know what was odd?
Burn.
My dad had not. He wasn't like Western or like hillbilly or cowboy in any way, but loved Stetson.
Hey.
And we would buy him like the cowboy pack
solid
of
cologne
Stetson.
That holiday package.
Every couple years, we'd get him a nice Stetson.
That's a man's scent. I'll give him that.
I guess.
I'm into that. I'm going to, you know, for my next birthday.
A nice Stetson.
Give me a little bit of Stetson. See
buy yourself the good Stetson that comes with like the hat and then start rocking. So
whenever you smell somebody like a man at the gas station wearing Stetson now, do you start just crying because you miss your dad?
No, I just make awkward jokes. I'm like, oh man, that smells like my dad's scent. Man, he hasn't worn that in like 2 years. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, he's dead.
He's dead. He died 2 years ago.
Yeah. So.
Can't take him anywhere.
Awful person.
So me and my boss.
Back down.
Both of us, by the way. Both of us.
My boss's mom is dead, and my dad is dead, and we'll get in these little like,
trying to out dead dad,
the other person.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, it makes the employees
awkward.
What are you guys doing?
Until like that one employee that you don't know whose dad just died, and then you're like, fuck. Like, and then you
we're gonna have to have a moment.
And then you go to HR, and once back to HR.
So Tracy
which
came
again,
into my office crying. So
apparently,
we do need to review.
Yeah.
No, which again, because it's a restaurant, would be my boss.
Yeah. Sure.
Making the horrible jokes.
Okay. So what if I just really dislike the person, and I made up stories about them smelling all the time, and I just kept putting in complaints.
Let me ask you this.
Could I do that?
Let me ask you this about the smelly person.
Yeah, what? I don't like
it. Are you sure it's B.O.?
What else is it?
People have butt smells.
I mean, it's B.O.
Dude, if this guy is farting.
I want to know. I prefer it to
be. Because you said clothes. You said clothes might stink. Do you think it's clothes or you think it's his body?
It's pretty traditional.
Bro, what is?
What's the state of their hair? Does their hair look clean?
Greasy?
Or like
clean. No, clean enough. Like, okay. I wouldn't say out of place greasy. Haven't noticed his breath.
Okay.
Haven't
noticed what do hands and fingernails look like?
I haven't. I don't like to look at him very much.
he stinks visually.
I'm building you fodder here so you can go to HR to bitch about this stinky boy.
But I will say, I'll be like, yeah, you know what? His fingernails. No, I'm going to, in my reports, I'm going to make sure to.
Stinky gross fingernails.
No, and it'd be like, he smells like, I don't know if I can even say this here. Reefer?
Ooh. No? See, no, I'm not throwing. No. First off, they don't care. Second, I'm not throwing. Like,
they don't care.
I'm not throwing anybody.
Like
no. That's against the code, bro. I'm not doing that. That's not.
You gotta
cool.
So just
like
stick with
cheese.
The stink. Like, guy just fucking reeks.
He just smells. He smells like, he's
got a
like
funk
Leo.
To it.
And you know what? They're gonna just say that. Like, oh, well, it's the summer. It's Florida. It's really hot.
I'm so
like,
you mean I gotta wait for winter for the smell to continue
and
for you
still
to do
smell,
anything?
Because that's where I met him last time. And it was 9:30 in the evening, and he smelled then. In the winter.
And it's cold in that booth.
It was a cold winter's night in the booth, and this guy still has a funk.
Yeah, exactly.
If you go to HR and they don't really care, and basically you have to tell them, be like, so what you're telling me is I have to have a personal conversation with this person and their stink. And they go, yeah, sorry. So you go back to.
At that point, you just tell this kid, like, hey, bro, you stink. It's really making doing my job hard to be in this booth with you. You need to fix it because I went to HR and they said they're not going to do it. So now I'm talking to you.
I feel like that might
so
actually happen.
That's Cliff Notes. I'll give you a little better, more fodder.
The other thing about him too, which is like, I understand this is like a key tenet of the radio show and my personality, but he is the ultimate complainer. Like if you think I'm like a complainer, this kid, there's nothing that fucking
that
can come out of his
about?
Mouth that is not some form of a complaint about something.
Bro.
Oh, so he's George Costanza?
Or you've met the male version of my aunt.
Is it like, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, someone's, that's your, that's the mic. That's your mic. Watch it. Your boobs are ruining the mic. Okay.
No, it's just like, you say, oh, hey, what's up, yeah. my aunt? And she'll be like, hey, and then launch into a story about something negative.
How horrible or that she's the bitching day is about. This day is.
Anytime you bring up anything, it relates back to her having a shit experience. I'm like, you're just a sad, upset person.
Mm. Pig Tits Christine gets it. She had to be in an office for 3 days with some new devs, and like one of them just stopped wearing deodorant on day 3. Yeah, that's bad.
That's fucking gross.
That's bad. That's just... Ugh, no.
Dude, and you know what? Guys like that, you know, I believe in this context, like
it can
a dev
be girls too. In fairness, I've smelled. I know when my wife gets stinky.
But
I've smelled her armpit. I'm like, no, you need a shower.
I'm sure these developers are the slightly nerdy type.
I've told my wife she's stinky before.
Yeah, you need a shower.
Well, but it gives us the same like ingrained stereotype that these nerds are stinky people, and I'm like, I'm a nerd and I'm not a stinky person.
The only time that you stunk was when you came over with your shoes, because you had those fucking
work shoes,
your kitchen shoes that had soaked. They had a hole in it or something. They soaked up all the
some water,
the kitchen juice from the floor of the Tijuana Flats,
and it had like got my feet and my socks wet.
Oh, sloppy taco shoes.
You offended Teresa. You offended.
Yeah,
you know how hard it is to.
Oh my God.
That's rough.
To justify my stink.
She's so nice. And yeah, come on. It's...
Your shoes, Michael. You have to leave.
Come on. No. They're going outside. Your socks, too. Take them off. Wash your feet in the tub.
Everything going outside.
Wash them off. I'll get a clean towel.
I remember I did. I like went in there and like ran some hot water on my feet and then towel dried them.
Here's some of Owen's socks. You don't have to return them.
Yeah. You're good. So. You're good. You keep them. You're good.
We were going to throw them out anyways. It's fine.
So,
oh,
you know,
the stinky shoes.
I love this opening of the show, me just busting out one of my co-workers. I didn't use any names and I won't, but I'll use some names now.
His name is George.
All right, we're doxing people here on Oh No. Let's go.
Now, this guy is an actual friend, but he's my dumb autistic friend who doesn't know he's autistic, and he's always drunk and like too stoned to like. I mean, he's successful. He works. He works like a fulfilling job. He makes more money than me, but he's autistic. He's dumb. And
no, those aren't the same thing, Owen.
Yeah, they are. They're close. They're real close. Oh, they're on the same spectrum. That's the thing. And it's spectrum just replaced dumb. That's it.
What?
It's the same thing. Anyway, this guy, right? So he drinks a lot, and he lives kind of in like this weird like compound with a bunch of other dudes, and
bro compound.
It's like what do you call those, like commune, right? It's kind of like a commune scenario. Like it's off OBT, this weird fucking area. I'm not gonna say much more about that, but
dude, I know what you're talking about.
You would know that place. I know you would know.
I have been there.
I know you probably have. Yes.
Yeah. Ty tried to stay there before he moved back to Fond du Lac.
They have some weird like art around the compound there that's pretty rad, but it's like
He tries to get me to come out there all the time. I'm like, no, bro. I see pictures that you post. I'm like, no, I'm not going there.
Talk about what? Who's this?
I don't know. Did you meet? You ever met my buddy Bryce? Did you guys ever meet Bryce?
I think I've met him.
I think I did meet Bryce, but this isn't who I'm thinking about.
He was roommates for a while with my buddy Steve, who you've definitely met up the road. Mm-hmm. So I got introduced to him. Him and Steve were childhood best friends. I got introduced to him through Steve. So he's like friend of a friend. But he definitely became like, you know, pretty close. Yep. Used to hang out all the time, just, you know, alone or with two of us, whatever. And so he's telling me this story because he called me out of the blue the other day, and it wasn't about anything to do with this. It was just kind of, you know, seeing what was up. And I'm like, yeah, so I saw this story on Facebook, Bryce. What happened? Like, I saw your car got stolen. He had posted that He does like.
Oh, I know. I guess I'm friends.
You're
with
probably
this dude
friends
on
with
Facebook.
This guy on Facebook, right? So he was saying like he plays like these pickup roller hockey games. Mm-hmm. He's a goalie, like, and he was like had all his stuff. He was sort of dressed. He's ready to go play some pickup hockey. He goes outside, and his car's not there.
Oh man!
So he's like, fuck. But he has.
Guess I'm not playing hockey.
So he's like, I guess I'm not playing hockey. Exactly. Ends up then calling the police to put in a report and all that. So I ask him about it. He's like, oh. And it's not like a laugh of like, oh, God, like, this is going to be a funny story. No, it's just like, oh, he just tells me this. This is, again, dumb autistic. He was then went on to explain that there's this restaurant. Like, it's like a fried chicken place that's inside of a gas station that is walking distance from his house. And he walks there all the time. This particular night before, though, he had apparently not feeling good. He had taken some Benadryl. He was probably he drinks rum by the gallon, like the motherfucker's like it. So he's like drunk on rum and
taking Bennies
and had some Benadryl, and then woke up, and he's like, so I guess what happened, because the next day after this, his roommate's like, oh, I thought I saw you. You get some chicken. I thought I saw you up at the gas station just now. He's like, wait a minute. He's like, no, your car was. He's got this pretty, you know, noticeable car, stickers, those types, right? No, your car is at the gas. It all clicked. Drunk motherfucker drove to the gas station, got his chicken, forgot that he had and walked back home. Left his car at the gas station. He's like, yeah, the keys were in there. Like everything was fine. Nothing was touched. I just drove. All right. Okay. Mystery.
You got to stick to your routines, apparently.
Mystery solved. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So good job, Bryce. You did it. You did it.
Oh, and do we have enough time for me to tell you?
Oh, yeah. What?
About.
All the time in the world, sir.
Some awful people, probably not autistic, but that did a lot of dumb stuff yesterday.
Oh, is this a what we
yeah.
would call
oh,
a,
yeah.
a gripe?
Oh, boy.
Mike's gripe! Mike's gripe!
Mike's gripe!
Mike's gripe!
Mike's gripe!
Yeah, bro. Oh, I'm upset about it, but I wish people could have seen like how upset my general manager was last night with what happened.
Let me ask you this first off. When you get like legit upset, are you like me where you do actually turn red?
No, I just
I do.
Shut down.
Okay. See, I go the other way. I get like almost like shaky and red and like, you know, like
nope.
it,
like just tight. You can tell because like tight lips. I won't look at anything or anyone directly. I'm
yeah.
just like, I'm there and I'm mad. But last night at work, I'm the closer. So I show up at 4. They had told us we were going to have like a large party that had reserved that our two big middle tables,
mm-hmm.
Which usually is not a big deal. Like, mm-hmm. we've had parties do it. It's just a lot of food at once that you have to make and get out, and it kind of slows other things down, but usually not a big deal.
You can make it work.
Yeah, because everyone...
What are we, 16 people? Like
the
that?
Table, the two tables together can fit about 24 people.
Damn, that's a lot.
24 to 26, I think, somewhere.
Wow.
So, I mean, it can be a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And usually you can just reserve that,
mm-hmm.
And we don't make you pay anything extra because you're just taking up two tables, which is fine.
Sure, you're pre-adding that gratuity though, right? Like
I don't think we autograt.
Oh, you should autograt on it. Something that size, right?
I think it's just something we haven't started back
sure.
with since we're just, you know, if you got a big party, let's do it.
Cool.
We're cool with it.
Fair enough.
And you know, we're already a little pricey, so
yeah
it's
you should do okay.
It washes out.
right sure.
And you know, it's fine. They now what we don't know until these people show up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a group of women Republicans from Seminole County.
This is also a group I believe that you've had experience with in the past, correct?
Yeah. I think I've talked about it before where these people came in,
mm-hmm.
said, hey, we only have 25 people because conveniently at 30 people, you have to rent out a space.
Right.
If you have that many people, it's not easy for us to put you anywhere. So we have to basically kind of put you in your own area. And if you want to stay inside, that means you basically have the whole middle of our restaurant, and it's a lot of tables.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay, and it's not cheap to rent out. It wouldn't be cheap to rent out a portion of a Chili's.
No, yeah, yeah.
It's an amount of money.
Sure.
But these people tell us 25 people, two middle tables. No, we don't want to be outside.
We want that middle area that we're going to have to reserve.
And they don't tell us. When they call to make the reservation, who they are, they just have the woman who's organizing it.
Who took that call? Because you need to probably
my boss. It was my boss.
You ask, okay, and what organization
what type of party
is this?
Is this?
Well, no, because
is this? Yeah, is this a birthday party?
What type of party is this?
Yeah,
yeah. Really make those.
It is.
It's a fair question, but we don't really do it because it's just we don't want to pry. We just want to know how many people you're gonna have because that's an important question. I just need to know. So they tell us
bachelorette party, strippers.
If it's my restaurant, I'm like,
I'm asking.
All right, do they smell? What
is
it?
Are they
is this
stinky?
Gonna be? Is this gonna be the sanitation workers union convention?
Yeah.
So
take your garbage out of here.
Up until that point, nobody's really upset. When they get there, though, the woman shows up. She says, "Hey, I'm my name," which she has the reservation under. I'm here to, people should be starting to arrive soon, and everything's cool, but she's wearing, like, a little name tag for her Florida Republican Women's Federation. They're a federation. What the fuck is a federation? but anyway.
So you can have rebellions against them.
Anyway.
If it's not wrestling, I don't consider anything a federation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So... She immediately, like, we have everything set up. We have silverware. We have menus.
I'd hope you have silverware. You are a restaurant.
Well, no, we have it, like, pre-placed. Okay, and, yeah. like, every place is set for these tables. She immediately gathers up all the menus, and she's like, I'm going to take one of these because I'm going to order for everybody.
What?
So immediately we're already like, oh, shit. They're not going to order actual food. They're just going to order appetizers.
Yeah.
And they're going to hang, which is not so bad. You know, they'll just be... A lot of commotion at those two tables.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then she starts throwing, like, pamphlets and
also,
little
also, again,
cards.
A little bit of information that would have been nice to know prior to them coming in.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have set out everyone with menus.
Menu, yeah. We wouldn't
at
have done
very
that.
Least.
So we take them. She starts telling us what's going on. It's not until she starts, like, putting out her little, like, pamphlets and leaflets out on the table... That my boss realizes who they are and realizes these are the same people who last time told us 25 people and then 60 people showed up.
No, that's
60?
That's unacceptable.
Yep.
That's unacceptable.
So he, you know, as people start to congregate over there, he...
Already a red flag because they've already
done
this once and booked this area, gotten away with it, are now coming back.
So the last time they did it, they were outside.
Okay.
A little bit more acceptable, but you were still, it was so crowded, you couldn't.
No one else gets to use the patio, basically.
Yeah, and you were basically bogarting the outside bar, which, under normal circumstances, you would have to pay to do. To have that whole area, like, cordoned off.
Sure.
So.
They muscled their way into something that they should have had to pay for, basically. Yeah.
So. Once he realizes this, he tells them that, like, hey, this is what happened last time. Your same group. If this happens again, we're probably going to have people just leave.
Yep.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah, no.
And it can't happen again. We're going to have ask people to leave. And what he told me, she said, was, oh, well, why would you ask us to leave?
knowing that, like, okay, now it's going to be problematic because if we ask you to leave, you're going to make a really big deal out of this.
They're going
to
make a big deal out of it because look at us. Now we're being canceled at a restaurant and they're telling us that we can, you know.
Yeah. Like, they're waiting for that.
That's when you call the fire code on yourself. Hey guys, I can't get.
Yeah, but then they get violations and shit. And,
no, I'd just be like, I can't get these people to leave. I told them to leave.
We're trying to obey the law.
Yeah. They're breaking the laws. You're making
that's
us.
That's a good
whole.
Point. That's a really good point. Never thought
of
that.
You gotta beat a Karen with a Karen.
And
great.
Yeah. And as much as
it's a good lesson.
And as much as that's what we would like to do.
Yeah, that's not.
There's
realistic.
Still the worry out there that if we do have to kick them out. This is going to get spun way out of control. Yeah.
I can understand the logic of wanting to just path of least resistance in this scenario, for sure. Yeah.
And so that's what we take. We decide, like, you know, if it does happen, we'll just try and keep them corralled to their little area. Because, again, they haven't rented anything out. Mm. The only thing we're obligated to them for is these two tables.
Yeah.
So they show up, and, again, it turns into... Mm. At my count was like over 50.
Is it like, oh my God. So damn. Okay.
Seating and standing? Are people seated?
There's
and standing?
Almost no one seated. Oh, there's maybe 10
Get
to
15.
There's maybe 10 to 15 people sitting.
Yeah.
And another 30 to 35 people
mingling.
Mingling. And if you, unless I had like a diagram of it, it's basically just two really long tables. And on one side is the main bar. The other side is like the rest of our seating area mm-hmm. for the inside of the restaurant.
Pretty much all your places look kind of the same, right? Yeah. Like, because I've only ever been to one, but not your location. But I can picture exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the whole bar
and
is
when
occupied.
When you said that middle section, I thought that also included the booths that surrounded that middle section. You're saying no, just those two tables.
Because of how they did their reservation.
Right. Because that's what it seems like it should have been. It should have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had you gone through the proper channels, paid the buyout price, you would have had
that whole middle area.
Yeah. Including the bar. Yeah. So it wouldn't have been an issue.
Sure.
Had you just, because then you could have had 50, 60 people.
Yeah, perfect.
And it wouldn't have mattered. We would have had all our people sitting out there. Probably would have had to been on a wait most of the night. But whatever. We could have operated uh-huh. normally. Now, because you're not allowed to sit at any... Well, I mean, we told them initially, like, listen, you guys are only obligated to these two tables. You can't sit at these other tables that you're around because we're going to be seating regular guests there.
Right, because you haven't reserved those tables.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Like, these could be your tables. And you know, she's like, well, why would you ask us to leave, right? At that point, it's like, well, again, like, because you haven't reserved these tables, I can... reserve those now, and for a fee I can get you this whole thing. That's what should have obviously been presented to them if it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it, you know, like, give them the chance to, well, no, because, you know, you can't, like, you're not making money. I mean, I know a little bit about how restaurants work, right? It's money per seat, essentially.
Basically.
And when you have a group that's ordering appetizers, it's this mingling around a 26-seater, you just said something like mm-hmm. that, that's a lot different than what, you know, what with all those boots, probably another, you know.
Well, and here's the issue. For the first
40 people, 50 people, something like that.
For the first hour they're there, they're minding themselves because it's slowly growing.
Mm.
They were there for about 4 hours in total, but it's steadily growing.
Right. So it's not all at once. It's like, oh, then so-and-so's bringing this person and this person's trickling in. And
so in the beginning, I mean, there's just a lot of people there.
Right.
But we're trying to seat people in the, because, you know, our regular stuff that's far away from them fills up. And so now we're trying
to... Now you have to put people in those booths.
In those booths.
And now you can't get their food to them. You can't get them their orders, I'm guessing.
Well,
no.
It doesn't even get that far.
No.
Anybody we sat there...
Complained.
Within a few minutes was waving somebody down and asking to be sat somewhere else.
I gotta move. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. We had people...
It is obnoxious.
Yeah. We had people who we were having to buy food for because we were having to move them outside because there just wasn't a space inside.
Yeah.
And they're unhappy. And so
first, yeah, go finish, please. I'm sorry.
So, you know, as it progresses, now they're just seating themselves in the empty booths
right.
around them.
Yeah.
And
you know what? It's not 100% on everyone that came because they were probably told that was fine to do by their party. And it was probably one of those like, this is on the organizers 100%, mm-hmm. the original crew and the original woman, whatever. But it's not 100% the person's like fault for thinking that they might think that, oh, they bought out all these booths. So I'm cool to sit here, right? Like, I would think that
it's
probably
empty.
Well, it's empty.
Do
it's
any
empty.
Of these people actually order food or, you know, like actually?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Now, the ones that sat down were still drinking because while
they were accessing the bar and buying drinks.
Yes, they were have. But the problem is you take a drink order from someone where they're at. And then they're not really at a seat.
Right. They keep moving about.
So you have to kind of now take this drink and A, remember who the hell ordered it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
And B, find that person yeah. in a huddled mm-hmm. mass, uh-huh. basically. And
then make sure you get paid for said drink.
Yeah. And then we have to take cards and then make sure that we're returning cards yep. to the right people, which all would have been a lot easier.
This is not the business model of your business either, to chase people down. You are a sit down or sit at the bar. Like, this is yep. not a this is not a Johnny's Other Side situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where
this ain't
you know, club. Like, yeah, you don't get to just kind of.
So, yeah, we spend the next hour trying to, A, keep them corralled in. We ask them multiple times, like, hey, guys, you can't block any of the doors. You can't block any of these aisleways. You have to move to no avail.
Yeah.
They'd move for a moment, and it was instantly replaced by other people who were just filling gaps.
Well, they were drunk, and they are getting drunk. They're loose. They're talking to like people of like-minded.
Yeah.
They're in, you know, conversation. I mean, it might not be the type of conversation that me and you want to talk about, but they...
Adult lady Republican shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the worst thing is...
I prefer their other nickname. It's the broad elephants.
So, the worst thing about this...
Get it?
Is there some state senator or congressman, fucking Ted Edwards?
Who the fuck is that? I don't know who that is.
Some Republican.
Ted Edwards?
Some Republican dude.
Yeah, he has he's already got a Republican name.
Yeah.
Ted Edwards.
Ted Edwards.
He does.
That's actually Ted Cruz, but
so,
he rebranded.
Oh, he rebranded. Yeah.
So
yeah,
this
yeah,
motherfucker.
He's going middle name.
Born Fort Lauderdale. Republican
yeah.
Party. Ted B. Edwards.
We literally tell this dude, basically him.
Former Orange County commissioner.
No, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Nah.
You're acting like a shitty guest in a restaurant, and you're working with a party that did all this. And if they didn't tell, and if they lied to all you right. and said, hey, we rented out the whole shit.
Okay, I pulled it up on a different computer, so I'm not going to be able to show you this, Ty, or you guys real quick. But I feel like we need to hear some of this audio from this video. Just went with website here. He is a no nonsense conservative apparently, and so he's got a YouTube video up here. It looks pretty slick, but the title of the YouTube video is "Ted Edwards Doesn't Kiss Babies."
Really?
Yeah.
We've seen slick politicians who shake hands and kiss babies. Ted Edwards isn't one of them.
No.
He's a successful business owner who'll get things done, like gun safety to stop these shootings.
Okay.
Fighting out of control grocery prices.
Out of control. How are you going to do that, bro?
And stop paying for 2 million new illegals a year.
Okay.
Wait, we're paying for them?
We're paying for them.
Are we importing them?
I didn't know that the grocery prices were our Republican or Congress's fault. Like, I didn't have any
my
clue.
Taxes going to importing these immigrants?
And
to raising grocery prices?
Are they shopping at Goodings instead of Publix?
Yes.
What is
also,
happening?
Mostly Goodings.
Also, to be fair, this guy said he's going to improve gun safety
yeah.
to stop the school shootings?
Yeah, dude.
If you have that plan,
go for it.
Please tell somebody.
Please do. Tell the
now.
Rest of your friends. The rest of your friends. Tell them.
If you,
Republican Party.
Listen, if you have a 100% plan,
then
that you just get out here and say it now.
And you know
say
what?
It now, and you'll be the first guy elected immediately.
Even if you say we're not ever letting a Mexican in the state again, people would still vote for you. So you just do that one. I don't know.
I think we give all the kids all the guns. Give all the kids
a gun.
Oh,
is that the solution?
Yeah,
guys. That's probably
armed,
the answer.
If everybody's armed, bro,
nobody's
getting
about.
Shot.
Nobody
maybe one or two kids are getting
well,
shot.
At
but
least
the
four
numbers
five.
Will go down.
What is this, the Wild West?
I want to hear the rest
that's
of this.
Janine, you joke, but that's literally
what
some
they want.
People want.
That's what they want.
Guns on every hip.
Oh, yeah.
You settle it with duels in the fucking streets.
Now, the duels I'm into, though. Duels are actually pretty fun.
Yeah, but I want, like,
sword duels.
I want sword duels.
Yeah, I want
God,
those,
the
too.
The two of you.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Hang hands.
Fighting out of control grocery prices.
Yeah.
Securing the border.
Secure the border.
And stop paying for 2 million new illegals a year.
I'm Ted Edwards, and I approve this message.
Yeah, you do.
I'll shake your hand, but I don't kiss babies.
Ted Edwards solves problems.
Hates babies.
I think. No, man.
I mean, that part of it, I don't like.
You know what that makes me think?
Like that part.
You know what that makes me think about Ted Edwards? He's a secret pedophile. Because if he gets too close, starts kissing babies.
Ew.
Yeah. You never know. It's the ones that are, like, super homophobic that end up being gay.
The real.
Doesn't kiss babies? You mean he, like, Frenches babies?
He doesn't kiss them because he wants to French them.
He wants to French them.
Ted Edwards, you baby Frencher.
You
gross pervert.
You pervert. You spooky pervert. That's what you are.
He had a pervert. And he had a big, giant bodyguard with him who looked like the.
Was he black? Tell
no,
me.
No, he was.
Black. I want it to be like some guy that hates his life. That's just like these motherfuckers.
No, he was some big burly white guy who looked like he bought his shoes at Walmart.
He did.
Like, this dude, you're a cut rate bodyguard, and this weak ass Florida senator is just parading you around like he actually needs it. Like somebody's gonna shoot this motherfucker in the middle of my restaurant.
Yeah. They're going to go to the...
Now, I will say, the thing...
No.
Other than all the disrespect for just general restaurant policy, the most disrespectful thing I saw was one of these ass clowns is wearing a F. Joe Biden shirt, but it's the Swedish chef, and it says, Firk Jer Burden, like he would say it. That was the thing that made me the most upset.
Yeah, don't fuck with the Swedish chef like that.
Yeah.
Don't leave the
fucking Muppets.
Yeah, you leave the Muppets
how
out.
How dare you besmirch the Muppets?
Yeah. No, you know what, Mike?
That's what made me the literal...
Point up. Point. You got a star. You got a star.
I'll add a point.
You got a star, buddy.
Thank you. Dude.
Applause button?
That was the most disrespectful. Because you know what? You can talk about vote for your values or... You know what? I get it. We just have different values.
Take the Muppets
but
out of
But don't them. Fuck yeah. with the Muppets, man. They don't have any piece of this. They're not making political commentary. Leave it alone.
Leave them alone. And you know what? I think this is a great transition because I have something very Muppet adjacent coming up in.
Oh, might it be time to bring forth the clips?
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby.
You know
we got them,
baby.
Clips.
Yeah, clips of the time of the show. We take a look at all the random stuff that usually our good friend Tom Barilli finds for us on the internet. You know what's funny? I hung out with Tom Barilli yesterday. He was in the state. He was in town. And I discussed with him. I'm like, hey, you're on a mini vacation. Do I have to worry about, you know, finding the clips since you're on vacation and whatnot? He's like, absolutely not, Owen. I got you covered. Fucking 3 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, hey, buddy, mind sending me over those clips we discussed?
What's up with them clips?
Didn't hear back from him, Ty, until, about 7 o'clock, right before you guys got here, about 7 o'clock. He ended up saying, sorry. I didn't get you those clips. Ooh. And I'm like, well, Good thing that Owen, when you know, started looking when you didn't answer me, you jabron. So he jabroned, and I had to, very last minute pull these clips. So
an all Owen clip,
this Ooh, evening. La. But just because you mentioned, I was going to leave this one till later. But just because you mentioned the Muppets, and I think it ties in quite nicely. I did not know that there was a Sesame Street Billy Idol parody or cover.
Well, Owen, before you start seeing this, how this isn't all you clips, pre-rate.
Oh, you're going to pre-rate.
7.3.
Okay. And we'll see if I do better. All right.
I'm going to go 0.6.
Okay. Thank you for having a little more faith in me, I suppose.
Wait, no, I think he just meant 0.6.
Oh, just 0.6 in general?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. No, 7.6. I love you. 7.6.
I hate you both, to be quite honest. I don't even know why I do this show. In fact, Ty, you are just as awful as we are as well. Like, I think you're
the
just,
awfulometer is.
You've fallen into the negative.
You're secretly awful. You're just.
It's a sneaky awful.
You're a sneaky awful. Exactly. Yep. All right, here we go. This is, it's just the Sesame Street Billy Idol thing. I think you're going to like this. Do you know this?
That looks a little sexy weird right now. What?
we got a Sesame Street Billy Idol. Just lounging in my bed. Hey, he's going to sleep. I mean, this is amazing.
This is pretty good.
Like,
super good.
I was wondering, like, are they going to change the lyrics or are they just going to run it straight?
Yeah, they did it right. It's a good usage of the song with the letter L.
A rebel L.
I like that the creators like probably just like had the best time in world making this. Like from the guy that's recording the song to the director of the video to the puppeteers to the everyone involved, you know they are jamming hard. Like because this has energy, right? Like this has what like you
like
know
they
when
recorded it and then they're like, let's do it again one more time for fun.
You know how you can tell when an artist is like tired of singing a pop song or hit song too many times and you see it live and they're like, yeah, they do not want to keep playing this fucking song. This is the opposite of that. They're just like, this jams. This is the fucking tits.
I'm glad we're doing this.
And they're just like, they're there till 2:30 in the morning recording this. They don't care. Every time they play it, they're just like, yes, like
we got it.
You gotta listen. See, I'm a lean. This guy's the most excited. L is a little more excited than the Billy Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was born to go la 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 at the top of my la la lungs. I heard the letter L, la la la. I mean, it's fucking. There you go. There's your first clip. Off to
fantastic.
Pretty, thank you, Sesame Street.
You've already met your score.
I know. I see.
Right off the bat.
You don't doubt me. You got to understand. For years, I was the sole curator of clips. All right. I didn't even have a Tom. You don't think I know what I'm doing? All right. You don't know.
This is good.
You don't think I know how to play to my audience? You don't think I know where your bread is buttered? That's the wrong
one.
We're going to move on, though. I'm going to clown on myself and my people for a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit or hear a little bit about essentially British cuisine culinary atrocities. Sorry, couldn't say that just there. The Brits, of course, everybody knows. British cuisine has changed a lot in the last 10 to 15 years. They were very much stuck in a post-war like thing for a long time. So that's where like the stereotypes come from. But some of those are comfort foods that still exist. So you're not wrong, but you're not right either. Right. Like, if that makes sense. But this video, I think, does go over some of the more common atrocities. And I'd like to, you know, talk about them.
So my dad is from England, and so I was raised on some classic English food. My dad was raised in post-World War II Britain, a time period of economic decline, bread rationing, and the worst culinary atrocities known to man, many that still continue to this day. For number one, we have beans on toast. Imagine this. You wake up on a Saturday when you're a little kid. You're pumped to watch some cartoons and maybe eat some pancakes. Oh yeah, I'm about to put whipped cream and chocolate sauce on...
wait, Owen.
I gotta stop this right here because
Owen, this was a regular thing. You did this?
I had beans on toast 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Before I saw this,
what?
I eat beans on toast.
That's so delicious.
I eat beans on toast all the time. Baked beans.
Listen, I like beans.
Toast,
I like
butter.
Toast. I don't eat them together like.
Wait,
that.
You butter the toast?
Yeah.
You make toast.
Yeah. You make toast with a little bit of butter because you want that mixture of that like tomatoey bean sauce
with
the
butter
and the bread, and it like
tops it up, makes it like a little.
Oh yes. Beans. This guy like now, if you're in the mood for pancakes and someone brings you beans on toast, I'm not gonna be thrilled either. But beans on toast is a fucking the shit. All right, my wife, of course, being Hispanic, when we first started dating, she heard like what the. That like this English guy beans on toast. She had it. She's not gone back since. She loves beans on toast. I can give her beans on toast. She loves it. Like so
you
can't be that wrong.
You remember last week when you were talking about Britain?
Yeah.
And I said,
not really, but go. You know,
just say you're poor, Britain. Just say you're poor.
We were.
And now
you guys took all our money.
It makes sense.
You fucking got in the war all late and shit. We were over there doing all the work, and then you guys came in and
yeah,
like
heroes.
We'll take that.
Mopping it up.
Yeah, we'll take that. There's that part.
Beans on toast.
Oh, yeah.
Beans on toast.
A little history here. Okay.
See, back in my dad's time, all they really had was bread and canned food. That was it. And there's not much you can do with that. So most of the meals people ate during that time involved bread, beans, tomatoes, and other food you can stuff in a can. And when you have a whole generation of poor fucks raised on this shit, they go and teach it to their own kids.
Yep.
And then their kids teach it to their kids.
Yep.
And then you end up with a whole subculture of British Instagram where people are posting breakfast pics of fucking beans on toast.
Oh, yeah.
And next we have banana buddies. Another abomination involving bread. This time it's with sliced bananas between two slices of bread. It's literally just a banana sandwich.
No,
that's
butter?
It. For number three, we got bacon buddy.
Bacon buddy. Okay.
I didn't know sandwiches were called buddies over there.
Buddy's different. That's a sandwich with butter.
Okay.
So like a sandwich with butter. It's
a buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you make it a buddy?
I'm sure he's gonna talk about it later. So I'll save it. But there's also another buddy that's very famous. But yeah, the first one, I've never even had a bacon buddy, to be honest with you. A banana buddy. I've had plenty of bacon buddies in my day, though.
Yeah.
And they will serve
no banana buddies?
That's nice.
No, I've never had
a banana buddy.
So, you know, like, we have the food trucks here.
Uh-huh.
In the UK, they have food vans. The truckers, like, mm-hmm. And they're, like, small little vans, and... Some guy will set up some griddle or some shit and cook some bacon and make bacon buddies, serve them in some aluminum foil, and it's a couple pounds.
Wrap them up, and there you go.
And they're usually absolutely fucking delicious, to be quite honest with you. They're
well, it's fucking bread and bacon, Owen.
Bread, butter, and bacon.
And butter.
It's
oh, make it better, please.
You also typically will put some brown HP sauce on this as well. Oh, that is a
little
common
HP sauce.
I will let you try some. I have some in the house. Okay. It is a stronger, tangier, better version of A1. A1 can't even touch
well,
it.
Well, A1's, I don't like it.
A1's
trash.
Okay,
A1's
but HP sauce is better.
Yeah, and it's more the consistency of ketchup, whereas an A1 is more liquidy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Very thin.
Yeah. HP's a lot thicker. But okay, we'll go back to the bacon buddy.
Buddies. Now I swear by bacon buddies. Okay. You got bacon. You got toast. Combine the two. Bacon buddy.
He's
this
not,
legendary meal is always there for me after
butter.
A night out drinking. And next we got cheese toasty.
Yeah,
and
cheese
yes,
toasty.
This again
yeah.
is just a cheese sandwich.
Yeah, it's a cheese
but when your
sandwich.
Country was bombed for 8 months.
It's kind
of,
yeah. It's,
I've
it's
heard
our.
Of cheese toasties before.
Yeah, cheese toasties.
Yeah,
it's grilled
of course
cheese.
You have, because you've had a grilled cheese.
Straight. You got to make cheese sandwich sound a little more positive and fun. But let me break down this naming system for these foods. Or rather, the lack of sensical naming system. So apparently, it seems like buddy is just British slang for sandwich or between two slices of bread.
Damn.
You know, you got the bacon buddy.
Why don't
the banana
they have
buddy,
butter involved?
Because there is butter involved. He's just not saying it. Like,
yeah.
it's. I don't think he knows that part.
Or he's just not including it
not including it.
In his mind, toast is with butter.
Sure, I think that might be it. I don't know if he's going to mention it, so I'll skip ahead and just make sure that we address this before this video ends.
Is there a third buddy?
There's a very, very popular buddy. This is a chip buddy.
Are you saying a chip sandwich?
Chip.
A French fry... Oh. Butter, a French fry sandwich with butter. Yes, that is a chip.
I'm not 100% mad at it, but I'm also like
sauce. Any sauces?
You
I
put
mean,
whatever
HP,
sauce you want.
Ketchup, whatever. Yeah, sauce it up the way you want it. Like
I'm sure it's just HP. It's just
a
like,
lot of most of the time.
Dump HP on everything.
Maybe a little curry sauce even. Ooh, that's
then that begs the question: what the fuck is up with cheese toasty? Why did they break the naming convention? Banana buddy, bacon buddy, cheese toasty? Why not cheesy buddy? No one knows. People start drinking in England at the age of 12. Who gives a shit? No rules.
Yeah.
Then you have black pudding. This piece of shit food is a delicacy.
Now he's right about this one.
It's a piece of shit.
This piece of shit food. It is from the devil's asshole itself. It's basically. Blood made into a patty that you fry and eat. Like
over in England.
Yeah.
And it's literally
disgusting.
Beef blood and fat mixed with oatmeal. They were really running out of ideas with this one. Number six, we have spotted dick.
Yeah,
this
also
is what
gross.
Happens when your main tool for cooking is a giant cauldron. You just throw in some dough, add in some water, and fuck it. Some of that leftover, dried out, rotten fruit you forgot about last week. It got its name because, well, British people think dicks are funny. Hey man, you know what would make these tasteless, flavorless, bland peas way better if we mushed them up so they look like fucking baby vomit. Oh,
now, he's talking about mushy peas, and he's wrong about this one. Mushy peas are absolutely fantastic.
I have a love for split pea soup, and Michael
okay,
hates
so they
me
are
for
tip, they're typically made
gross.
With a split pea, or a pea very what? Similar that's grown over
there's
there to a split.
There's a flavor inconsistency situation there, yes.
The
split pea
it.
Soup is delicious.
So yeah, it's,
yeah, if you're 90 fucking years old.
But it's got a vinegary flavor to it as
even
well.
Grosser.
They add some more it's like mushy peas. Don't
I've
sleep on
actually,
mushy peas.
I don't think I've ever actually had
You'd
that.
Probably like them.
Oh,
I think you would. They're absolutely delicious. Often eaten with a nice piece of white beer battered fish, you know, because you have mushy peas and chips, like and a nice
that
yeah,
sounds delicious.
And all the those flavors they work really well.
Together. Dude, I
so
have an even better idea.
On
what if we did that and then we put them on top of French fries? This is why countries raise the drinking age, so we don't have an entire generation of people who think
though.
Mushy peas are an acceptable thing to dip French fries into. Like seriously, what is this? Get this out of my sight. For
those
don't
look like good fries.
He found the most unappetizing pictures on purpose.
Okay, so I've been told Toad in a Hole is something else.
And I think you're about to find out.
Now, this is a perfect example of the laziness that lost Britain, the great empire it used to have. You know how if you're from USA, you've probably had pigs in a blanket or some form of sausage wrapped in dough. Well, apparently, they're too good for that over there. They can't be bothered to individually wrap sausages. And let me explain something. The benefit of wrapping them individually is the ratio of sausage to dough. If
He's
you just
right.
toss some sausages in randomly into a pan of dough, what if there's a whole section that's just dough? You don't want to take a bite of something and have it be just plain dough Next is pot pies. Now, this is the one thing England has going for it. Yeah, when it comes to pot pies, England is the champ. There's really no competition. Last time I went to England, I got a beef pie in a random little shop on the street, and it was straight up an out-of-body experience. Well, anyways, that's all I got for today. Thanks for watching.
There you go. See?
Mostly true.
Mostly true.
Hand pies, though, I wish hand pies were more prevalent here in America.
We're good. We're good with our hand pies. You guys don't really do pasties either.
No.
Yeah, that's very Hispanic.
Pasties is much bigger up here, actually.
We have pasties. We have, oh man, all sorts of pasties. Cheese and onion pasty.
Yep.
That sounds amazing. Like, oh, it's so good, though. It's just,
no, it sounds awesome. I want
you
more of that.
You'd love it. You'd love it.
You just have to go to all the Hispanic and like Latin American like restaurants.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move into this clip here. This is, you know, when like those preachers and shit, they talk in tongues, they speak in tongues, right? Like they get
Episcopalian or something.
I don't know, whatever the
Pentecostals.
Fuck. Don't give two shits what they are, but they do some dumb shit that is fake, to be honest with you. And some guy took one of these and made it into a pretty sick reggae song. It's kind of like a reggae reggae ska song. So see if
I'm excited.
Like, yeah, you guys might like this. Hang on.
I would go to this.
Oh yeah.
This is lit, dude.
It's good, right?
Can I just get the recordings of this? I'm going to start listening to this.
I think they've actually released a bunch of these as singles. Like, they're actually doing it.
I want to get some of these and then start playing these at work.
Yeah. You wouldn't. No one would know.
Well,
how about that? It's only got there. I don't know, I think it's gibberish.
I think it's gotta be gibberish because I see a lot of multicolored people and I don't think the Jewish are really
this is a little weird.
Maybe she's reading her notes while you know, getting channeled through by the Lord so intensely.
I think it is somewhere.
That's Christian's camp. Hold on. What if this is just a track being played over this normally?
I mean,
what if there's no actual music when she's doing this normally?
I feel like that might be the case.
Yeah,
I feel like that's exactly what. But it slaps.
They had to like quantize her voice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They quantized it. They've done stuff there. But I don't think that. Yeah. She's not. I don't think she's singing. Like, she's doing this a cappella, shall you say? Right?
It slaps though.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I liked it. See
them horns.
Clips. Full bop.
Clips. It's looking pretty good so far, right?
We're almost to an eight.
Pretty good.
I mean, I'm almost 3-3. I think I'm 3-3. We'll move on to this
There's
one.
There's going to have to be a big gun in there, though, to get to 9.
Oh, all right. Let me. I think the order of this is very crucial for my score, so I'm thinking about this. Okay. I'm going to skip this one. Might be something that we bring up later on down the road, but I'm going to skip that one because I feel like it might bring us down. It might bring our energy down too low. You know,
this was good stuff right here.
So it's got to keep the energy. I got to keep the energy right.
Keep it rolling.
And I feel like this one might do that. We're going to do with a Rick James Dio. Holy. Oh my gosh. I'm going to do a little Holy Mary. Here you go.
I thought you were about to say like Holy N-word. And
No. Oh, come on. I say a lot of things. I don't mean that. Oh, Mary.
Out!
I love a good mashup.
Me too.
And it's pretty fucking good.
It's pretty good.
Do you?
That one was cool.
That was good.
I like a good mashup. It's been a while since we've had a good mashup on the show.
I like a good driving Mary Jane.
Yeah. Me too.
That was nice. That was good.
Oh yeah. I think because we have done so long in this segment, I think it is time. I'll do my last clip of the week. I'm hoping this gets the response that I want, but there's a little backstory behind this clip that I need to give it to you. And I think I might have found maybe not my new hero, but a guy that I would consider cut from the same cloth as myself. Hmm. A guy that really, he got a lot of heart, a lot of soul, and a lot of reverence, perhaps, even for this great nation. And one of the things he has is he likes good cheap beer like I do. He's not a Budweiser guy, but he is a Busch guy. And what he has been doing for the last 910 days.
Whoa.
He has been trying to get the Busch, the beer, to sponsor him. He has released a video every day for the last 910 days.
That's over 2 years.
God.
And
almost
to the third. And this, I think this is last. Some of them aren't as good as this. Like this, but this is, he said, is like this, like, guys, this might be my last chance. I'm trying here, okay? But here we go. I'm. Would you like to see his?
Oh, I want
to
know how 900, desperate this. Guy
I hope he
sounds.
Comes out with one tomorrow, but not. No, it's, he's not desperate. But this is 910 days, and
it is that many.
You're gonna see this. It's incredible.
Busch Light. It's an American beer. Busch Light. Busch Light. Pop the tab and let us cheer. Come home at night, there's no better sign. Open your fridge to an ice cold Busch Light. Forget about life, for that fight with your wife. No one's up for you except for Busch Light. It's an all-American beer.
Busch
Light. Sold. I never liked Busch Light until now.
Busch Light.
He's okay.
I like his indifference. I like his indifference with the whole thing.
Maybe that's why it's taken 910 days.
Maybe. I'm not a scientist or a media mogul or anything.
I hope they at least sent him that cool Busch Light jacket.
If he got the jacket, that's enough. Clips.
You know Busch Light.
You know we got 'em, baby. You know we Busch Light. You know we got 'em, baby. Clips.
Busch Light.
You know we got 'em, baby.
Busch Light. Busch Light.
I forgot I had my deep voice on.
Whoops.
That was Clips. How did I do? See, I mean, you were worried there was no Tom, and the Clips was gonna fall apart. I think I had to have exceeded your original pre-score expectations.
Ty, you started at 7.6, so
I did that.
Where are you now?
This was a really good Clips. I feel very positive about it. I was gonna go to an 8.2 on my first preconcepted what I'm gonna go up to, but. Uh-huh. I feel actually better. Let's say 8.4. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take an 8.4 for a last minute Clips. This was a last minute Clips. What about you, Mike?
All right. Billy Idol puppet Muppet.
Strong as fuck.
Strong.
Open the card. fucking with a banger. Immediately. A banger.
Heavy.
Yeah.
The reggae tongue talks.
Okay. Not in order, but that was your second favorite, I'm guessing?
Oh, I'm just listing off my points that I liked.
Okay. All right.
Strong. Really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
The Bush Light clip?
Yeah.
I liked it. I was really a fan.
I was a fan. I was a big fan.
So I think I came in a little weak at 7-3 initially.
Okay.
But I think by the end of it, we had moved all the way up to 8.8.
What a score. I'll give myself an applause.
Let's get a round of applause for that.
Thank you very much for my 8.8. Thank you.
Janine, do you have a...
Yeah, what would your score be?
An out of 10 rating?
An out of 10 rating?
I'll give you a 9.
It's a full 9. I mean, double applause.
Look at that.
I like that mashup. That was a fancy.
Nice.
Yeah. See?
It reminded me of Girl Talk, and I was like, oh, I'm jamming. I like this one.
See? Yeah. I like it. See? I'll have you back.
And puppets, of course.
I mean, I knew that was an... That was like a softball. That was an easy one.
Crank that one out of the park.
I was dancing the way the puppeteer
would have been dancing.
And that's how I was like, that's how I'm crazy. All right.
Yeah, but it also goes back to exactly what I was saying.
They were totally in it.
So much blow on that Sesame Street. That night.
It jammed.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was just happy.
That's fine. That's fine. I love it.
That's what we need.
Let's see. I think it's about time we take a bit of a break. But before we do, I just wanted to ask you guys why, and I think this is one of those things that has existed for every generation throughout human history. We're talking back to the Egyptians, the Romans. Like, this is something that remains.
Well, you went all the way back and then went a little forward.
I don't know. Even probably little Neanderthal kids were doing this shit, right? But it still exists today, and it's just like a thing that
cops
is
and robbers
embedded with kids. Children have a natural hatred or want to fuck with pigeons.
Birds?
Really?
Pigeons? To F with birds?
Pigeons in general.
Because they're dope birds.
Yeah, but they're just like, they walk around, right? And every kid will run up to a pigeon and just go, and then scare the pigeon off to run away, or they'll stomp at it and be like, ah! Like, I see it all the time at the theme park. They're also super dumb, and I've had plenty of pigeons, like, fly into my window at work. Like, and, like...
Swamp.
Yeah, they thwomp and then they do the thing. But seriously, throughout history, that is that human. I started thinking about this. Would that have been one of human beings' first toys, in a sense?
Well,
the pigeon.
Maybe not first toys, but maybe it's because it's your instinct, because that's how we originally hunted a bird.
That is interesting too. Because I thought about that. Is it based on some weird sort of instinct thing?
Yeah.
That we're just naturally, like run after them, chase them, like jump on them or kick them or it's got to be something like that.
Yeah. It's usually taught like toddler, young kid age, like young elementary age, like 6 and under, 7 and under for sure.
But yeah.
Young kids, like it's, little toddler kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually 3, 4.
Well, because at the older age, you learn to just either leave them alone or you start throwing things.
Just get the fuck away from me.
It's a boundary thing. Like, because it's in the parks too. I was gonna say, how close do you think these kids even get to like live animals on a regular basis?
That's true.
And that's true. That's like a city animal, and you're like, I can step close to it. And it hasn't gone. Oh, I'm gonna scare it, and then it's gonna.
I was thinking about that though, because. That you don't see kids doing the same thing really with squirrels and
squirrels, lizards, though. Kids who come to Florida,
do they do the thing with lizards? I never see that really.
That was always my thing at like Disney. People would come from out of
the
like,
to squish
live
them.
It. I mean, they were just like amazed at all these creatures that lived here, and I'm like, they're trash. Like,
leave them alone.
Stop.
Just go about your day. They're like, pretend they don't exist.
Yeah, okay, stick it to your earlobe. It's ha 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 ha. Okay, and it's funny, and then
do that a couple times, and that's
it. Like, people would be like, oh my god, I saw birds and a squirrel and a lizard and then a snake, and I'm like,
I don't think many Floridians have like too much of like a real problem with lizards, but they do. I find them that they do get annoying in the sense like. if I'm walking down the sidewalk and they don't know which way to go and they get in my way, I'm like, I'm trying not to squish you, but like it'll happen because you're a dumbass. They also, I've talked about this on the show before, they shit like for like dogs. Like they shit so much for their size. Like they how?
I think lizards are like straight piped. Like they eat stuff and it just right through.
Right through.
They're all colon.
There's no like windy intestine. It's just like a straight shot.
They'll eat a fly or whatever, and the wing will still be on when it comes out. Yeah, like it's right through.
They pull some nutrients out of the bitch and then gone.
Something like that. Anyway, I think it is time that we wrap this portion of your week's Oh No Radio show up. But don't worry, because we're always back for Oh No 2.0. If you're on the Twitch, just stay tuned. If you are listening on your podcast feeds, wherever you might find them, I think we're on Spotify. I never really plugged that one. It should be up there. If anybody listens on Spotify, I'd love to actually know if you do and if it works. But of course, we're available onoradioshow.com or wherever else you do find your podcasts. But if you're listening on that podcast feed, you will 100% be getting another show this week, typically released on Sundays. And what else do we got a plug for, might be?
Well, of course, we would love if you would head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/ONRS and sign up to be one of our members. It's $2 starting right, it's only $2, guys. And then you get all sorts of premium content, interviews with everyone in the cast, some podcasting friends of ours. We get our conspiracy shows before everyone else was doing conspiracy shows.
Also,
it's just a lot of fun.
Thank you to Carl Tully, who actually renewed his $5 a month subscription today. So thank you to Carl Tully for
doing that.
We always appreciate it.
Love you.
What else we got? Twitch.tv/ONRS Live. If you're listening on the podcast, if you're listening on the regular thing on Twitch, then onoradioshow.com, wherever you find your podcast. Don't forget about Ono Wrestling, onowrestling.com. Join our Facebook groups for both Ono Radio Show and Ono Wrestling. Just search. You know how to do that. You're not a dumb. And as always, leave us a voicemail,
407-906-6466.
Have a great interlude. We will see you on Sunday. And we'll just be back in about 15 minutes, Twitch. So stay put. We love you. And what do we say when we get out of here for the first segment, boys?
Beans on toast.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck them.
Fuck your dreams.